Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, speaking to you from historic Chepachet, Rhode Island, where the weather is magnificent and I am witnessing the changing of the leaves for the first time in many decades. I miss broadcasting from the We Believe Tower, which is high above Atlanta on the 10th floor, overlooking Buckhead, but seeing the magnificence of God's creation in the trees and lakes and surrounding area is absolutely magnificent. Okay, we've got a lot to do today, so let me start. I'm going to bring on my brother, Richard. Dick, are you there?
I am, John. I'm right here, brother.
Very good. We got a lot to talk about today, and we want to talk about about what's happening in the Electoral College. But before we do, I find it interesting that because of this debate, the tide has turned, and it's almost I think that there's several things that happened there. One, Romney just came off as a really decent man who is capable and competent, and not this miscreant that he has been that they've spent $250 million in ads saying what a rotten person he was. And here were 65 million people who watched it and said, "Well, he doesn't seem like anything like that." And they've gone and told other people, and so now the whole strategy of demonizing him is a colossal waste of money. Now,
backfired.
That's one thing. On the other hand, President Obama looked like he didn't really know what he was doing, like he was not this competent person that he has been made out to be, that we know that he isn't, but so few know that he isn't. So many think that he is just really working hard to, you know, to turn America around, and it's just absolutely not true, and it became crystal clear. Followed by Ryan, who presented himself as very solid, and if not spectacular, you know, there and knowledgeable and competent. And our good friend Joe, just with the snickering and the grinning and the interrupting and, many of his facts, yeah, were so poor, at, you know, that even the mainstream media has gone after some of those things. And particularly the one about the, you know, what was happening in Libya with the what did they know? Here they, you know, sent out the UN ambassador Susan Rice to five different shows on Sunday 2 weeks ago, saying it, that all of this, you know, came as a result of that video clip, and not a bit of it did, and they knew that it didn't. So that, you know, Americans will forgive just about anything, but when you stand up there and say, "I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky," or, you know, "I'm not a crook" with Nixon and Watergate, they don't forgive. Anthony Weiner sending that girl those nude pictures and then telling everybody in the media, which was trying to protect him, was made to look like a fool. Well, you know, they're in Obama's corner, but not when he uses them to be made like a fool. That's just not something that works. So at any rate, all of this has changed the momentum so that Obama is sliding, and Romney is now, you know, really set to, you know, if it continues this way, we'll have a new president. What bothers me about all of this is that Romney is a excellent choice, and people should be making their decisions on some things that are far more significant and important than who looked good in a debate. It's almost like we're trying to, have a new American Idol. Speaking about that, I want to keep this. If you'll remember, all the way through the summer when we were talking about things, the number one thing that I was saying is that our debt is over $15 trillion, nearing $16 trillion. And finally, about 3 weeks ago, I believe it was actually 3 weeks ago, I said, okay, here it is. We are at $16 trillion. Well, we're now at 16.2. Actually, 16177 in 3 weeks, we've accumulated another $177 billion in debt in 3 weeks. A nation cannot survive incurring that kind of debt. If you remember the whole thing with the in the debate, it was just also so interesting that Big Bird was the was the big deal. And I like Romney's answer. I don't want to borrow money from China to keep programs like that. All right, we have another guest. I'm going to put you on hold and put this other person on hold on.
Okay.
Good afternoon. This is Jack Watts. You're with me on Jack Watts Live. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hey, Jack?
Yes.
Hey, Jack. This is Jason Ryan. How are you, my bud?
Fine. How are you, Jason? Nice of you to call. Thank you so much for doing so.
No problem. I just happened to catch your broadcast a while ago on your Facebook page, man. How are you today? You doing well?
I'm doing really well. I'm up in Chepachet, and we're talking about the election and what we see happening in America. And I have actually my own little, a week ago, Jason, they had Obama with what they considered either strong or likely support at 265 electoral votes, and you need 270. Well, that has, as a result of a number of things, and primarily the debate, down to where they have him now at 201.
Right.
And Romney at 191. Now, I frankly think that it's a lot higher than that. Do you pay much attention to this?
Well, actually, Jack, I do. I had noticed yesterday, I actually saw this other poll that had Romney with 301 votes.
Well, that had to be, if somebody has done that, then what they've done is gone ahead and projected out to where there are no more toss-ups. They're saying who they think will win the toss-up. Because the way
exactly.
I've got it right now, I've got Obama at 201, Romney at 252 with 85 toss-ups. And the difference is that Florida, North Carolina, and Virginia
right.
are all, I think, going to go for Romney. And also Missouri. And so essentially the entire South and the one Midwestern state of Indiana are going to go for Romney. And the Rocky Mountain areas, with the exception of Colorado and New Mexico, are going to be pretty solidly for Romney also. Now, Colorado and Nevada are in play.
Right.
And
well,
I'm
that's
thinking
how we
that,
had it.
Nevada, with 12.5% unemployment, could even consider voting for Obama is absolutely unbelievable.
Right.
The entertainment industry has been hurt worse than just about anything in America, except for the shows that Obama's on.
Exactly. Well, I think what they had whenever they were showing that was they had it with Iowa and Colorado was actually on the Romney column. But I'm actually, you know, Jack, to be honest with you, I'm actually pretty excited about, you know, this election. And I actually think that all of this talk about these polls, I actually think it is completely false. What they're doing is they have used the numbers from 2008 for Obama, and they're hoping that the what they're hoping for is that enthusiasm is as high as it was in 2008. But if it is that high, then why in the heck does Obama continue to go to these states where he should be winning? And, you know, what I think is going on, and, you know, this is my own opinion, Jack, is I actually think that Obama and the media are scared to death of this election right now because I think that they know that it's over. I honestly do. And if you remember, if you go all the way back into 1980, I was just a school type back then. But you know what? The polls showed Jim Carter was ahead by the tons of points up until the day of the election, and then there was egg all over the face of the mainstream media. If I remember correctly, I was only about 8 or 9 years old back then, but Ronald Reagan had it all locked up within, what, an hour after the polls had closed. So,
well, actually, Jimmy Carter called and capitulated before the polls closed in California.
Yeah, that's what it
Oregon
was.
Oregon and Washington and obviously Hawaii. But
right.
He conceded, which really irritated a lot of people, you know, because it hurt other Democrats that were in the West that were, you know, trying to win their seats. But I agree with you. I don't think this election is nearly as close. The enthusiasm among young people who are out of college and can't get jobs is
right.
Not nearly what it was. Number one. Number two, the 95% of black people are going to vote for Barack Obama who vote. But the black ministers in America are absolutely opposed to him because he came out for
gay marriage.
Gay marriage, yeah. And you know, and in the African American community, being gay is considered. They're so anti-gay, and the reason is they don't like that the whole civil rights movement is equated as this is the next thing to it, because they don't consider, you know, the sexual preference of gay people to be the same thing as just. As you know, being born a different color, and you know, truth of the matter is, I agree with them. Now that you know, that just I'll just have to say that you know, just flat out, that it
yeah.
is not the same. And
we're on the same
you know,
page
and,
too.
Yeah, and Romney is definitely for the sanctity of marriage, and every vote that states have ever taken, and there've been 32 of them. They win, you know, one man, one woman at a time is
right.
What we go for in America. 32 elections, 32 times it has turned out to be in favor of the sanctity of marriage. The only time that gay marriage wins is when a judge, you know, decides that he wants to legislate from the bench and change things around, and that does happen quite a bit. All right, let's talk about a couple of these states that have changed. Florida, North Carolina, and Virginia are all trending and leaning to Romney. That's 29, 42, 50, that's 57 votes. That's a big deal. New Hampshire is trending to Romney, as is Missouri. Arizona also. And
right.
When you put all of those together, with three other states, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, with what he already has, if he wins Pennsylvania or Ohio, he's got the 270. If he wins Michigan and Iowa, he gets the 270. He can lose Pennsylvania and Ohio and still win with Iowa and Colorado. And we're Wisconsin. There's just a lot of ways that this is going to happen. Obama has the West and the Upper and the East and Iowa. All the rest is in play. Now, you know, those are some big states.
Yeah.
California's got 55 electoral votes in New York, 29 in Illinois, 20. Those are three major states. But they're
right.
Completely offset and more with the solid South. And the solid South, it's going to be very hard for Barack Obama to, you know, to win this thing. And tomorrow night, he's got to get out there and he's got to try and throw haymakers at Romney, who is, you know, who's taken some pretty good punches from Newt Gingrich. Newt's the best debater in America. And,
yes,
you know, and Romney held his own with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he held his own with Santorum and with Herman Cain. Herman Cain's just, you know, has a talk show on radio. He knows
right.
how to communicate. So he's much more polished and he's very – he knows what he's talking about. And Obama's been a lazy president. He is not – he doesn't go to work.
I've actually heard that he doesn't even get his schedule started until like 11 o'clock every day. That's what I've heard. And, you know, they used to talk about George Bush was up and at him every morning by, you know what, 6 o'clock in the morning. He was already up having a staff meeting, you know. But you know what, though? I have to say this. This is a prediction. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. But I got a feeling that it's going to be a landslide. I think this country has been asking for change for a long time. And I believe that a lot of the folks in this country that I have been speaking to, and I can only talk about the folks I have been talking to, and I'm in marketing, so I talk with a lot of people on a daily basis of folks that I haven't ever met ever before. And we always end up talking about stuff like this. And even the folks I've spoken to in the urban areas that said that they voted for Obama are now saying now that they just can't do it again because they are just struggling. And they all say, I really wish that he could have done it, but unfortunately, we have got to try another person because it isn't working. And I'm actually hearing that from a lot of people. So, you know, I don't think these folks are honestly trying to give all of these people enough credit that they have them, that they actually have their own minds. They have their own brains. And all of these folks that are always, we have always been told, oh, you know what, these folks are always going to vote slate. They're always going to vote if there's the D next, you know, over there by their name. I don't really think that is actually holding quite true anymore. I think that people are getting more educated, and I think that people are starting to say, hey, you know what, elections have consequences. And that's
and that's
what I'm hoping for. You know, I'm hoping that all of these folks who voted for Obama to say that they weren't a racist are now going to do it to show that they're not an idiot. So.
Well, there are some things that take the coal industry, for example. They have, you know, the coal industry has been decimated, and West Virginia, which went for Obama last time, is solidly Romney. They aren't Obama gave that up right away. But there's a lot of coal people in Pennsylvania and in Ohio, and there are none of them that are voting for him, and they all voted for him before. So there are things that are happening like that. They're trying to suppress the military vote because there are very few people in the military that are going to vote for Obama because he wants to. People in the medical industry aren't going to vote for Obama.
Right.
People who are senior citizens, you're hard pressed to find senior citizens that are going to vote for Obama. And
my wife's aunt, if I could, my wife's aunt has just turned 73 years old this year, has never voted in any. In not one election her entire life. She loved JFK, and you know she hasn't always been like a liberal, but she's always been open-minded, I guess I should say. Well, she has registered to vote now, and she is voting for Romney this year. So I just think that this is a trend that is happening everywhere. Honestly do. And Jack, I would love to hang around on this call. Appreciate you allowing me on here tonight, sir. And just make sure that I get a post on you next time, and I'll be glad to join in. And you guys have an awesome
call. All right. Nice to talk to you. My advice to Mitt Romney is tomorrow night when he goes on TV, have his little flag pin on the left side, and on the right lapel to have a little breast awareness ribbon. They say he has a hard time connecting with women, and this would show, to begin with, his wife's had that problem. If anybody can identify, I mean, they know exactly what it's like to go through breast cancer. Personally, and there's nothing like that. There is no empathy like actually having that kind of situation. What do you think about that, Dick? I've got you back on.
Well, the fact that he's been married to the same woman for God knows how many years now, and the fact that she gets up there in front of everyone and says, "This is a man that I've loved for all of these years. He's a decent, hardworking, intelligent man." I think a lot of women are listening to her. I find it very difficult to believe that people can sit back and listen to Michelle Obama after she spent God knows how many millions of dollars of American taxpayer money going on these jaunts of hers with her children, or didn't one of her daughters go down to Mexico with like a dozen of her friends and 30 service? Paid for that too.
At a time when we are incurring this massive debt, that was not just terrible for the nation, but what a poor parental decision the Obamas made. I mean, kids in America right now have trouble with feeling entitled anyway. What does that say when you're a 14-year-old girl that you have the kind of power that you can bring friends, and have Secret Service agents all over the place just watching what you're doing because you're that important? Well, she's not going to be that important by the time she's 20. And she's going to have a hard time dealing with it. And just the same way that some of these athletes have a hard time, when everything's about them, and then all of a sudden their career's over and they don't know what to do. So, it was a terrible decision on their part. But worse than that, is that they're spending that kind of money, which is, by the way, it's been reported on numerous sites that the Obamas have just bought a $40 million home in Hawaii. All right. Now, here's what I want to ask. If you're a community organizer and then a senator for 2 years, president for four, where your salary is $400,000, even though he made $5 million 1 year selling books, how can you afford a $40 million home?
No, Jack, it begs
you do
the
it?
Question. The question begs to who is actually paying for this house?
Well, I, of course, there isn't anything based on some of the things that we've seen. Based on some of the actions and the deceit and oh, you know, this was this little video, you know, that started all of this, and you know, and they wouldn't tell the truth and wouldn't tell the truth. So if something else comes up, I wouldn't give Barack Obama the benefit of the doubt on one thing. Period.
Absolutely not.
I mean, none. I don't think he deserves the benefit of the doubt. You know, when he went into office, of course he did. All presidents do. And, you know, even though I didn't vote for him, I wrote blogs about him in 2008. I didn't want him to fail. I don't want America to fail. I love this country. But he has not done his job. He doesn't show up for work. They said that they didn't get intelligence saying that there was going to be, that there was an attack imminent in Benghazi. But who knows? He didn't go to his intelligence briefing. He didn't go to the one the day that it happened. He didn't go to the one the day after it happened. Oh, yeah, that's right. He couldn't. He was on his way to Vegas.
Yeah.
And then on to L.A. to have a party with be on Letterman and be on Jay-Z, with Jay-Z and Beyonce, whatever.
You know, I think,
we've
Jack,
got a, guy
a lot of people, a lot of people
so need somebody who
may
will
listen.
Get in there and really do it. I'm more impressed with Romney as he goes on. I had no idea that he never took a salary when he was governor of Massachusetts. I had no idea that he didn't take a salary when he saved the Olympics in Salt Lake City. I do know that he said he would not take a salary as president of the United States. And I think we need somebody who wants to give and not take. We got a taker in there now. It's time to have somebody
called integrity?
Want to take but wants to give.
Isn't that called integrity?
Yes. I would say that that's exactly what that's called.
Yeah. I have one other statement, though, and I think it's important for people that may be listening, that they probably think that you and I are both staunch Republicans, and that's not true. We're both independents. I did not vote for Obama the last time either, but I think people need to understand that with the economy the way it is, the people that are out of work, we're patriots. We're people that want this country to survive, and I do not think it can survive with Obama in four more years.
I agree. This is exactly right. This whole thing about the Republican talking points, I could care less about what Republican talking points are or what Democratic talking points are. I know what my talking points are. That $16.2 trillion in debt, the 8% unemployment, and by the way, I don't believe for one second this nonsense of 7.8. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
They're doctoring the whole thing so that they can look good. And they're going to do something else before the election. There's going to be some other thing that, you know, that's going to be, oh, look at what Barack Obama has done. And, you know, he hasn't done anything. We've got less jobs than we did when he started. And he's talking about he created 4 million jobs. He hasn't done anything.
Well, how about
our credit rating's been downgraded twice. The average family, you know, is the average family makes like about $5,000 less in real money than they did 4 years ago. Well, you know what? I can tell you that. Can't you? I mean, there are things that we can do, and we have to do less. And then, you know what? I don't mind even doing less for the rest of my life if we can put things back in order for the future generation, because they do not deserve to have a Barack Obama take their future away from them. America does not deserve that kind of thing, and we will not sit for it. That is what we are. And we want to thank you all. And just say we got a couple more weeks. I'm traveling back to Atlanta tomorrow and will not be on the radio. But other than that, we're going to go on Mondays and Tuesdays and go for it. So I just want to say thank you and God bless you and God bless the United States of America. And we have hope and it's coming and you can count on it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.